To Foul Monkeys. This is episode 84.
84.
This is Herb.
This is Ricky.
This is Brandy.
AKA
Mute Brandy.
Mute Brandy. Yeah. So, So we invited Brandy over to have a recording session with us.
Yeah, she's like, let's hang out. I'm like, all right, condition. You have to be on Foul Monkeys and then we can hang out.
And she's like, okay.
So we just got back from seeing 300. Mm-hmm. And Ricky, you should go first before I start my rant.
Well, actually, what I wanted to do is talk about ourselves a little bit, for just in case we have new listeners.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
So, of course, we have Brandy. Brandy's an ex-coworker of mine. We used to work at Ghetto Central Services together. See, they can hear that. Mm-hmm. Pow. See, they can hear that.
Okay.
So, my name is Ricky. I just had a birthday. I'm 30 years old. And I work Oh, you're the minority right now. You better shut up because there's two 30-year-olds in the
yeah,
house.
Yeah, because I just turned 32. Woo!
You mean 30 also.
30 also. Okay, not 32.
Grammar lessons with Richard Burton.
So I work for Public Supermarkets in the stock department. I go to school full time, and I am currently, I guess, dating or seeing, or Herb is my boyfriend.
that is a good one.
Herb, well, he was a listener to the show, but he had seen me a couple times before, right?
Yeah, about a year ago.
So he actually saw me online, but never said anything to me. It was all stalkerish and shit. he came to see me in September, and then it's been going on from there, and, you know.
So, yeah, it's definitely a good thing. My name is Herb. I'm 21. I live in Phoenix, Arizona. Actually, Glendale, Arizona, whatever. I'm from Miami, Florida, originally born and raised. And apparently we don't like Miami. And I moved to Phoenix about 7 years ago, and I've been living out there with just my mom. Oh, my dad lives there too, but not with him. And I like it. I love it here too. I miss Florida a lot. I'll probably be moving here in or around May to live with Ricky, and I'm sure the show will get a lot cooler because we'll be closer and whatnot. So
and prosper.
Yeah, I work at Walmart in the dairy. I'm currently switching to electronics when I move here. Hell yeah. And I don't know. It's not too bad. I plan on going to school soon. I just bought a car. So, yeah, that's me.
Enough about Herb.
Miss Mute Brandy, let's go.
Let's talk about Mute Brandy.
Okay, this is Brandy, and I'm originally from Indiana, but I've been living in Florida for about 8 years now, and I have two sons, and I've been with my boyfriend for 11 years.
Ooh, mm-hmm. Yay.
Oh, and they have the same baby daddy.
that's always a good that's thing. An important thing in
that's
Florida.
An important thing.
That's an important thing in the U.S.
Anywhere. So that's our, you know, I just wanted to do a little introduction because we haven't really introduced ourselves and we have new listeners.
Yeah,
and like they don't know a lot about us.
Yeah.
So if you have any, Brandy's an off and on person that's on. Mm-hmm. So maybe we can get her more on more often.
And there's plenty of, there's a couple little, you know, things about each of us at foulmonkeys.com. So.
Right.
Yep.
Foulmonkeys.com.
So 300.
300, I thought was a good movie. It had a couple pieces that I was like, when they had the elephants, I thought I was going to be upset. Because, you know, I'm all teary-eyed and stuff when it comes to elephants and when they kill them and stuff. But they were on there, but I don't know. They look kind of stupid, retarded.
Yeah, they died in
like, I guess they try to make it look like a god made them, like super huge, you know? Because I don't think elephants were ever that big. Like, they were like halfway bigger than the mountain.
Yeah, I guess.
They didn't.
I don't know.
I don't think they got that big.
The movie's done by, I believe it was done by Robert Rodriguez. I could be completely wrong. But anyway, it's based on the graphic novel by Frank Miller, who also does Sin City as well. So. Edit. So it's very similar. It's very over the top. It's very CGI. It was all right, but I have to be a picky movie guy again. And
he has to be picky and he didn't pay for it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah.
Because he doesn't pay for movies.
Fuck that shit. $9.50 for 2 hours?
It's $9.50 in Arizona. Can you believe that, Brandy?
Yep.
Oh, that's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's expensive.
And then if it's bad, it's like, wow, I could have just bought, you know, a week's worth of groceries. Shit.
Herb sounds like my boyfriend because he hates going to the movies because he says he's always disappointed.
Yeah, it's like he's spending a ton of money. What's that? Plus, the food is like half the price of the ticket. So, anyway, it was all right. There's one scene where they fight these guys with these like silver masks that look almost like thespian masks.
Don't like ruin it for everybody.
No. Well, there's no intricate plot, I promise. Yeah. People die, war starts, big deal. It's all right. It's based on like an actual war between the Persians and the Spartans, and that's cool. But it's like, to me, I would have rather seen the actual battle rather than a comic battle with a ton of CGI and people jumping like 25 feet in the air. And
the CGI, they had a lot of ridiculous stuff.
Yeah, it was like over. And oh my god, how much slow motion in one movie? I felt like I was watching a 4-hour movie because so much of it was not done in real time. It was like, dude, this guy throws this spear and it was like, oh, and they had like the Jesus music and it was like, and the guy's like, and it's like, holy shit, just fucking die.
Did you totally play that part in that movie?
I know, but shit. I don't know. There was too much. No, I don't like movies with too much slow motion. Huh? I mean.
Now I don't have to go see it from that reenactment.
Right.
Yeah, I know. You had like a professional reenactment right here. It was awesome.
Thank you.
We need to do like a video cam.
So,
would you like to accept the award from.
For best slow motion.
Mm-hmm. Reenactment.
Yeah, what would you? Who would you like to thank?
I'd like to thank. I don't know, the American movie industry for making every fucking action movie do this slow motion bullshit. I don't know. I'm just like kind of tired of it because you see it in Kill Bill, you see it in The Matrix, you see it in Sin City. You see it.
I don't remember it in Sin City.
There's lots of slow motion.
What part?
Dude, when Clive Owen's like, and does like the double bullet thing. And I don't know, for anybody that plays video games, I mean, this thing has been done a billion times. Max Payne was the first one that started it, pretty much. Shut up. This whole slow motion thing, I don't know.
That's the video game section. Anytime you start talking about video games, it's like...
No, but I mean, for anybody who's watched that, and a lot of the soundtrack sounded like something out of like Killer Instinct, or for people who don't play video games, like Godsmack. It was like Godsmack came to the studio and recorded some nu metal bullshit for like... a Spartan style movie, and it doesn't fit because this movie's set like centuries ago.
Were their bodies CGI'd? Do you think their bodies didn't look real?
Yeah, like, a lot of them. Yeah, they were too glossy.
Yeah, and they also had like a cabillion pack instead of like just a six pack.
Oh yeah, totally. I know. It's like, I mean, it's like no wonder almost none of the actors were actual famous actors because no real actor looks like that. I mean,
right?
They probably just got a bunch of like GNC guys.
They went over to the Gold's Gym and got it.
Right. World's Strongest Man, you know.
And, you know, they probably all talk like this, and their names are Buff, and they like to play tennis.
Yeah, it was all right. But, again, the other thing is, whenever they do movies that represent some piece of history, they always put it in English so that dumbass Americans can understand. And to me, I'd rather have subtitles because lots of times, like Apocalypto is all in subtitles because nobody spoke English then. What the fuck? I mean, not in South America.
I'm sorry, but I don't like to read at the movies. That's why I pay $9.50 for them to talk to me.
It's true. But I don't know. It was all right. It's good.
Brandy agrees. I know she does.
Yeah.
I do.
It's good if you like action movies, but it's not really anything special. I mean, it's like you might as well just watch Gladiator or Alexander or what's another Roman Empire? I mean, it's like the same kind of stuff. Though. It was all right.
Well, now that we left Brandy out of the discussion, shit.
Yeah, because I did not see 300.
Yeah, she didn't see. So.
Why don't you tell us about a movie that you've recently seen?
Yeah, what's good?
I saw that porno. It was really good. It had that Jenna Jameson girl in it. She had some big old tig bitties.
And then Nicole Smith Brandy. Made a cameo, but she died. So
Brandy. Wow. Didn't know. Wasn't aware.
Didn't know that side of me.
No, not at all.
Okay. So we watched another movie last night.
Garden State.
Yes. What'd you think?
It was a good movie.
Did you see it?
Yes, I've seen it.
How did you like it?
Yeah.
Good.
Do you think... How? Blow us out.
No. Everybody gives me shit for that movie. I love it. I think it's great.
What did you think, Brandy? Zach Braff is cute, isn't he? Oh, he's a white boy.
Yeah, I don't.
You're not
think
into white boys.
Boys.
None
I think
of them fall through the cracks. Like, there's no white boys that's fallen through the crack before.
Ricky.
Oh, snap.
Yay!
Justin Timberlake is cute, too.
Oh. Yeah, that's a boo for, yeah.
You don't like Justin?
Oh. Mm-hmm. Sorry.
What about Herb?
You want him to rock your body?
Justin Timberlake. Nah.
No. I don't know if he's got a big doinger.
Probably not.
I don't know. He could, I guess.
I bet he hangs out with Timbaland because he has a big doinger, so he can feel cool,
so
too.
So it makes him feel...
Right.
It
makes him feel cool.
Yep. So, yeah, good. I'm glad you like Garden State. It was awesome. I don't mean to come off like, you know, we're talking about 300 and then we're talking about Garden State, and they're two totally different movies, and I don't really like that 300
didn't happen in the Garden State?
No, but I mean, like, what I'm saying is because I like Garden State and I didn't really like 300, it doesn't mean I only like slow, sappy movies. But it's just like, I like movies that are deep, so...
That's what he said.
Yeah. Well, I like everything to be deep, but...
That's what he said.
Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. I just like something that like entertains me and feels like where I don't have to look at the time and I don't have to sigh and think, oh my God, how many times have I seen this? You know
That's
what I
say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So yeah. So what else?
Okay. I was totally remember the other night that I went to the Wikipedia website and added my name. Hey, Brandy, I went over to Christiansburg, Virginia, and I put my name in as famous people from Christiansburg.
And yeah, that was really there. Funny. It was all like
Davy Crockett.
No. It was all like a professional. I mean, it was like budding podcast star Richard Burton from Foul Monkey Show. We have like a link to the website and stuff. It's pretty cool. Everybody, check it out. Wikipedia. Look up what is it, Christiansburg, Virginia,
mm-hmm.
and look up Lakeland, Florida. Or did they get rid of
me from
yeah,
Lakeland.
They got rid of that one. What the
but
fuck?
But I want all the listeners to go to start a Wikipedia page for Foul Monkeys.
Yeah, you guys should. It'd be cool. I'm sure everybody could contribute something funny, and
yeah,
I mean everybody can work on it separately because it just lets you edit it. I mean you don't.
Yeah, don't be hateful though.
Yeah,
if you're hateful, Brandy's gonna send her boyfriend over to kick your ass.
And if you cuss, they'll take it off. So don't even try.
Right, Brandy.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Break your ass. Don't make me break my foot off in your ass. And that's it.
No.
From Saturday Night Live.
No.
I don't know. It was That's My White Mama. Remember?
No.
You know what I'm talking about?
No.
Whatever. It was like Artie Lane, the guy from Howard Stern and the Fat Guy.
I'm not familiar.
Oh, yeah, because he's a chubby boy. Of course, I'm familiar with him.
Oh. Herb likes the chubs.
Yeah,
I do.
I
there
heard
was
that on the last show.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, there was
we were spotting
hot
them all
guys
day today
at the movie theater. Like, I need
every time we pass one, Herb's like, yep, no, yep.
I'm like, no. Damn, I need to go see more bad Roman movies more often. Mm-hmm. Shit.
There was more fat people in that audience than I'd ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
How about it was a matinee. The whole theater was full.
And I love how, like, the quietest part of the movie, like, the queen.
The queen is giving it up.
And she's like, and it's like this very, very quiet scene. And it's like,
the cell phone goes off.
And they have these
like
huge.
3 minutes.
They have these huge advertisements in the beginning, these warnings at the Cobb Theater that are like, turn your cell phone off now, or we'll cut you off with your head. It was like a huge thing. I've never seen that. They don't do that in Phoenix. So
they
of course,
are serious
it's like,
about that shit too. You whip out your phone and try to text message, and they see you, they will kick your ass.
Yeah,
out.
Even if it's not making noise, it's just like weird. But yeah, of course. And then old guy, he waited until it left a voicemail for him to notice to turn it off. It like rained the whole length of the ring. It was like a 3-song thing.
He was like, "That ain't me."
Yeah. And they were old, and they couldn't, like, figure out how to turn it off.
Where's my cell phone? I don't even know where we are.
Oh, my God. You're almost like, were you there? Were you that person? They're like holding it up all close to their face, like they're trying to figure it out. Like,
where is that end button? It's the red one, you bitch.
I don't do cell phones. I don't.
Right. I just have one. I don't right. do it though.
I just have one in case I fall down.
Right.
I need to call 911.
I'm falling. I can't get up.
Those commercials are hilarious.
So, Brandy, what do you want to talk about? Anything?
No, I went to the dentist.
Yeah. What happened? How did that go with the dentist?
Dentist?
The dentist is always fun.
I have to get a root canal. So.
How is that going to go?
I don't know. I never had one. I heard it's painful.
I've heard it's painful too. Like you actually have to, like not go to work.
Hurt and shit.
Yeah, I'm taking a vacation day that day.
Ooh, if you get any if you get any Vicodin, will you give me some?
No.
Damn, they should let you take off a week for that shit.
You're gonna take off a week?
No, just a day.
Oof. Oh.
My wisdom teeth had me out for like a week and a half.
I was out for a week too.
Yeah.
Oui. Mm-hmm. Oh, but the dentist wasn't the worst part. I got locked out of my house, and I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown.
You need me to break in for you? Or well, is it good now?
I got it.
Well, the thing is that like dentists are forever known that if you don't show up to your appointment, they charge you $25.
That's such fucking bullshit. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, you missed your chance for us to hurt you. We're going to charge you for it.
$25.
Yeah.
So what happened, Brandon? Tell us.
So I went to go back home to get my insurance card, and I couldn't get in because our door was a piece of crap and my key got stuck in the lock. I was like freaking out. I called my boyfriend at work and I was screaming at him and he was screaming at me. So I had to break in the back because our door, you can get in there a certain way, but it wouldn't open very wide. There was just a 3-inch crack and I'm not a skinny girl.
And what did
so
you say?
I was
what
like,
were you yelling to him on the
my
phone?
Fat ass is not fitting through this 3-inch crack. So
Herb has a 3-inch crack.
I was just going to say that about you.
So I had to get my neighbor to help me. So I got in eventually. And
he helped you with the 3-inch crack?
Yeah.
Sorry.
No, he's white. So he can't help me.
I don't. Right, this one right here, he's got black man penis.
What did that woman say? We went to Venice Beach. That's where we went to. We went to Venice Beach yesterday, which is apparently like the shark tooth capital of the world. And when I went there as a kid, all these shark teeth washed up on the shore and you can get them. But apparently, I don't know, we didn't see any this time. But anyway, on the way down there, we stopped at the gas station and this guy was trying to hit on the attendant. And she's like, I felt like telling that boy, like I tell all men, they can't do nothing for me.
You can't do nothing for me. Their feelings are going to be hurt.
It was like,
we're like, ooh. Lesbian.
Yeah, it was cool.
She was Lebanese.
Yeah, but Venice Beach is really cool.
Yeah, it was nice.
It was nice. The sunset is the bomb.
When the sun goes down, it gets cold as shit there.
Yeah, we have pictures. It's cool.
Woo. Burr.
So, yeah, the dentist sucks. Fortunately, the last time I went, I actually had the best hygiene that I've ever had in my life. Like, there was actually nothing that they had to do because I always get a filling. I have, like, 16 fillings. So
I have to get some fillings, too.
Ooh. Mm. I had fillings when I was a kid. That's all that I've ever had.
Really?
Ricky's obsessed with teeth.
I am. That's why it looks so damn
God,
good.
Oh, God. Don't tell him my secrets.
No.
Randy, no!
What happened?
Don't tell him my weaknesses.
You were like, you never went to a dentist until when?
Yeah, I didn't go to a dentist until I was like 17 or 18 years old.
That's crazy. Yeah, so not like I like feelings. It. It's just like, you know, it happened because my mom.
Well, I went when I was like 6, I think. And that's when I had like my 2 fillings put in. And then that's it. Until I was old enough to have insurance on my own.
Damn. Oh, and the dentist told me that I should not drink so much Mountain Dew. But
blasphemous.
I cannot give it up.
No.
Yeah, the sugar kills you.
How dare
you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They tell that to me about candy. I'm like, fuck you, man. I like my good and plenty.
And so I sent him 18 pounds of candy for
Valentine's Day.
To further fuck up my mouth, yeah.
But I don't date boys with bad teeth.
Mm-mm. Or with no jobs.
Right.
But you do date boys that like to hang up on me.
Oh. Talk about Kevin. All right, let's reenact it. You ready?
We did a reenactment last time I was on
the show. He listens
to
the show now,
oh,
right?
Yeah. Let's remind him again.
Okay.
So I'm going to be you, and you're going to be Kevin.
Okay, ready? Hello?
No, hold on. Ding!
Hello?
No, I'm supposed to say hello.
I got to answer the phone.
She has to ring. You can't ring.
I'm Kevin.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Kevin.
Ding!
Hello.
Yeah, is Ricky there?
Ricky's not home.
Click.
Click.
Ouch.
Didn't even ask to take a message.
Wow.
So Brandy's like, oh, we gotta get you a cell phone.
Did he think you were bi or something? I mean, well, you know.
Hmm?
That sounds like something that he would do if it was like a guy that, you know, if he was like a jealous.
He thought I was Ricky's undercover lover.
Yeah, oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying, you know, but it's like if it was obviously a woman's voice, why would he? I don't know.
Because he's a grouchy bitch sometimes. He was probably sleeping.
And he listens to our show, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
So, I still like you, Kevin.
Aww. We don't have the puke button yet.
Okay.
I'll do it all for right, you.
That's our puke button.
Okay.
Yeah, just poke me in the belly. So, what else did we see yesterday? Oh, yeah. We went to Taco Hell and Yo Quiero Taco Bell, and we saw a cross-dressing attendant or
Taco
whatever.
Bell worker.
Yeah, her
name was Tomas,
and she was a food champion. That was
yes,
the
title.
That's what
it said on that, the badge.
I was like, wow, they pay you guys nothing, don't they?
Right.
but it's really funny, like guys that come into work and or girls or whatever, and. Yeah, I have one at the McDonald's at my Walmart, and this guy has nail polish on and eyeshadow, and he trims his eyebrows. Yeah, but I have cool nail polish. It's black.
But it's black, so it's accepted.
Oh. Well, what if he would have had black nail polish on?
Maybe.
If he didn't have on that eyeliner.
Yeah, and if
he
didn't, like...
He had...
You could tell he wore a bunch of lotion and stuff. Mm-hmm. I mean, he was all smooth and, like, shaved and stuff.
And he was also, he also had pink eyeshadow on.
And they like
but
barely spoke
weird,
any English.
Like, none of the people that were walking in even like.
Yeah, they weren't
like, they didn't even. You know how in Polk County they'd be like, oh, no.
Yeah, like how they look at you and Lorraine going out to dinner.
Yeah, my friend Lorraine, you met her at the party, Brandy. Well, both of you did. When we go out to eat, people look at us like we're like a biracial
couple. Right.
Is that the same thing? Biracial?
No, interracial.
Interracial.
Yeah. Because biracial means...
Biracial child.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right.
So we're like in an international...
Dictionary time with Richard Burton.
I keep saying international. Interrelationship.
Interracial.
Interracial relationship.
Geography with Richard Burton.
I got it. Yay. But they look at us like we're together, like we're trash.
Okay, right. I get those looks too.
Yeah, Brandy, because her boyfriend's black.
Yeah. Right. Well, yeah, I met him.
Oh, yeah. You weren't there.
I was at your party, drunk bitch. Damn.
God,
I was
drunk.
Not drunk.
You were slapping girls on the ass.
And you were dancing. That equals drunk for Ricky.
Two against one.
And they thought they were hot shit until somebody told them that you didn't go that way.
She didn't know that I was gay.
No.
That's so funny. I bet she didn't know I was
Come
gay.
Come on now.
No,
she definitely didn't know either I was. One. Yeah.
But she's stupid.
She crazy.
That's one crazy bitch.
Mm-hmm. So we're eating jujubes and nobody likes the black ones. And they suck, yeah. So
Also at Taco Bell, we saw the two high schoolers that were like cool and awesome because they had the skateboard shoes on talking about their
health insurance.
Talking about their senior project and how health insurance affects everyone.
I was like, wow, there's nothing to do in Venice, huh?
I was
Damn,
like,
Damn, Central get Florida over sucks. I like it here, though. It's cool.
And that one kid looked like the guy on Mad TV magazine. One with the big ears and the freckles. You know?
Oh, yeah.
The
yeah.
guy that's on the cover.
Mm-hmm. He looked like that.
I know. So, random. I have to do a little plug for Tums because Brandy reminded me, number one. And because if anybody has indigestion or acid, burn, acid, whatever, heartburn.
But don't be confused. We're not getting paid for this shit.
Yeah, we just like them.
We got the...
Buy Tums smoothies. They just came out.
The fruit ones. There's yeah. different ones.
They taste like fucking candy. I mean, it's like eating jujus. It's like, really good.
Like when I used to eat regular Tums, they used to make me gag. These, I can just swallow whole.
And he does in mass amounts. I was like, baby, you can't eat more than 10 in a day. Shit.
Oh, I was totally thinking something else.
Uh-huh. Ew. We need a plug for that too. So Tums are good. You know they advertise those on Wheel of Fortune? I see it like every day in the break room.
Herb is the fortune king.
I love the wheel.
He's like, I text message him like, can you talk on the phone real quick while you're in lunch? And he's like, I'm watching the wheel, sorry.
I'm like, chicken dumplings with fresh trail mix! Ah, big money! Because they always have like random ass food that doesn't go together. They always do it every time.
That was really loud.
Sorry.
Brandy's like dying laughing over there.
I'm sorry.
I like the wheel too.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. You know, it's the only thing I watch on TV. Like in the break room, it's the only thing that I want to watch.
We were talking about Xavier and his name, how his name was cool, and Herb was like, "You know that shit's hard. If it there, if on the wheel and there's an X in the puzzle,
I know,
it's
you know
hard.
It's some hard shit.
Because you know nobody guesses X on the last
or
puzzle
or Q, right?
Or Z.
Yeah.
Crickets.
So, you want to do our would you rather? Oh, let's let's give a shout out to Brandy, who's on the show because she's the only one who called us this time, bitch.
Yeah, I know. Let's listen to her. We'll listen to her call really quick.
Right.
So let's talk why I get that set up.
So how's it going, Brandy?
Good, good.
Okay, let's set up.
Oh.
That was fast. You're speedy.
You ready?
Yeah, he's speedy.
Here we go. Hey, girl.
Hey, Ricky. Hey, Herb. This is Brandy, better known as you, Brandy. I was just calling because I was listening to your show, and Ricky was talking about Mommy Dearest, and I think that he needs to do his imitation of Mommy Dearest that he used to do for us when he used to work with us.
I feel weird to hear your own voice.
Have a good day.
Yeah. Oh, whoops.
Uh-oh, not again.
I thought to play it again. So I don't know what you're talking about, Brandy.
Whatever. Liar.
I don't do request.
You don't do request.
Which one do you want me
to
do?
No, he does demands.
Do the, this isn't my first time at the rodeo.
Okay. This is not my first time at the rodeo. Don't, no, oh, it's, don't fuck with me, fellas. This isn't my first time at the rodeo. I'm a little bit more dramatic, though, actually, aren't I?
You are, yeah. That work, it was so
and,
much better.
And also do the, I'm not mad at you, Helga. I'm mad at the dirt.
I've never seen that, but my mom told me about it all the time when I was a kid.
That movie.
Ricky loves that movie.
What is like a, I mean, besides those, isn't there like a signature thing that she says like all the time, like no several times
hangers.
In the movie?
No more wire hangers.
Is that what she says?
No more wire hangers!
Damn. Those Lifetime movies are crazy.
Exactly like that.
I know, it's before Lifetime, I know.
Oh, and she also goes, like when Christina was like cleaning the bathroom and she's done, she's like, Jesus Christ. And they cut that out because it's like offensive, I guess,
Jesus,
or something. Because
right. It's Jesus Christ.
But she was married to the like CEO of Pepsi Cola.
Was he Mormon? Oh no, that's Coca Cola. It's true though. You know, it's owned by Mormons, but they don't drink caffeine. What the fuck is that?
Are you sure?
Yep.
I couldn't get a job. At
I don't
Coca-Cola.
I'm a state away from Utah. Trust me, I know.
What'd you say?
I couldn't work for Coca-Cola because then I can't
drink Mountain Dew. I know.
You'd
shit.
Have to drink Mellow Yellow or whatever.
My ex-brother-in-law works for Pepsi, and he can only drink Pepsi products. If he's caught drinking a Coke product, he will be fired.
Like in his house?
Anywhere.
If you're caught buying a Coke product, you will be fired.
That's tyranny.
You sign up for that shit.
Yeah, that's true. I guess you sign a life away. You know what I used to love that actually is from Coke, but it's kind of like Mountain Dew? It's more like Squirt, I guess.
Mellow Yellow.
Well, no, Squirt or Citra. I used to love Citra. That was the bomb.
I've never heard of Citra.
They don't have it anymore, but it used to be in, you can still, like Surge, you can still find it.
What about Fresca?
Is
it like Fresca?
Fresca's good.
Squirt?
Fresca's a little more limey, though, than it is.
Fresca always reminded me of, like, cum mixed up in water. That's what it always looked like to me.
So you could just drink that and not pay.
Right.
Well, I don't know what kind of guys you get.
Brandy's like, no, I'm not with this shit.
Oh, shit.
I'm out of here!
Wait, so does Pepsi have like a big... do they have like a big factory, like the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta? Is it like a big tour guide theme park place or whatever?
It's not in Atlanta.
No, I know, but I mean, does it... Do they have the same kind of place where you can take a tour and it's like an attraction?
I don't know, listeners. Call in. Tell us.
Yeah. People let us know. Because I love the Coca-Cola factory in Atlanta. That's like somewhere I always stop. It's fun. And you can try like every Coke product from every country.
Oh, gross.
Except I put them all together and the grossest one, I swear to God, is the Coca-Cola ginger ale from Germany. Oh, my God. Those Germans fucking suck. No wonder nobody likes them. Shit.
We have a German listener.
Oh, well, he's cool, but whatever. No, that ginger ale is gross. Suck. The breast one was the...
The breast one?
The breastesses. No, the best one was the strawberry soda, or like fruit punch soda. I think it was Fanta, but it was before Fanta from Mexico. That was like the best soda on that whole
line. Let me tell you what the best one is. Coke Mondo. From America.
You like Coke? He likes that crack.
I like Mellow Yellow.
Yeah, Mellow Yellow's good. I had that at CRISPR's today.
They call you Mellow Yellow.
That's what I think of.
You remember that commercial?
Yes, I do.
Did the song come first or the soda? Or were they from?
They used it the same. Yeah. Oh, okay. Like, they used that song for Mellow Yellow.
Oh, okay, cool.
I think. Am I lying, Brittany?
Did
they?
Don't know.
Didn't they use that song in the commercials?
I think so.
Right on.
You're supposed to back me up, biatch.
Back it up. Back it up. You got it. Yeah, I heard way too much Gwen Stefani through my ex-boyfriend.
Mm-mm. You listen to Gwen Stefani.
Mm-mm.
Yes, you do.
You like Gwen Stefani?
This shit is bananas. B-A-N-A-N-A-S. What?
Never mind.
He don't want to hear your banana song.
Okay, so
suck my banana.
I think we should start a segment called Would You Rather based on Ricky's calendar things.
So should we make up a theme song? Should we do it real quick? Would you rather?
Boo! I'm
all right, Brandy, you sing one then.
No.
You think you can do better?
No.
Let's call Charisse and see if she'll sing something.
Oh, she'll do it a cappella.
Right.
Boy, your music.
Yeah. All right, so I'm going to do three things. We discuss them for about a couple minutes each. Let's see how what we'd rather discuss. All right, so would you rather have vertical lips or an uncuttable 3-inch long eyebrow? Shit, man. It's like, okay, I can be Groucho or I can be vagina face. I don't know what it, basically that's what that means. I think I'd do the eyebrow.
I think I'd do the eyebrow, too.
I would do the eyebrow, too.
Yeah, I don't want to be like alien lip, like fish, you know. I don't know. I don't want to have a double function like one of those fleshlights. Those things are so gross.
Ooh. Do you know what that is, Brandy, a fleshlight?
Yes, I do.
Oh, do you have one?
Good for you.
No.
Good. Oh, okay. Good for you. My friend's like, oh, I tried out one. I was like, how was it? He's like, well, it felt like oral sex. I was like, have you had oral sex? No, but well, there you go. Apparently, you wash it in the dishwasher and... you wash it by
gross.
Itself. I mean, you don't,
I don't give a shit. If someone washes their fleshlight in their dishwasher.
No, but that's how you wash it. There's no other way, I guess.
No, you can hand wash that shit in the bathtub.
I guess, yeah. It's machine washable.
Don't be putting that in this. Oh.
Don't be putting that in your dishwasher.
Yeah, it's pretty gross. I don't know what's in it. I guess they just like put lube in it and then use it. Or what?
I don't know. It's fucking gross.
So, okay, so we all agree uncuttable 3-inch long eyebrow?
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
All right.
For sure.
What do they mean uncuttable? Like, what the fuck? Is it made out of steel or?
Like, it's just not possible, I guess.
I guess. Or it keeps growing back like.
Every time you
like you shave it, it cuts back right back up.
Yeah. Okay, next one. This one's funny. Would you rather hear Ray Charles sing in Yiddish or Jesse Jackson read aloud from Penthouse Forum?
Well, Ray Charles is dead, so I don't want to hear that shit.
I know. I don't want to hear some bony shit. Jesse Jackson for sure. Because I can't remember how he talks, but I know it's obnoxious. And Penthouse, it would just be funny. I don't know.
Yeah, he's pretty... He talks pretty very crazy. Weird.
Right on.
Oh, did you see where they finally put James Brown to rest?
I did.
Yeah, where?
Yeah, he's in a temporary mausoleum until his is built. Where do you know he's in a gold casket?
Where's it going to be at?
I don't remember.
He's going to have something at his estate or something.
Oh, okay. That was sad, dude. Christmas Day. Damn, it was like
I know, right?
The Reaver's coming of Jesus. The Jesus of soul, man. He was cool, though.
Wow!
They play his commercial every day at Walmart to advertise some insurance company, and it's like...
It ain't Geico?
It might be, yeah.
No, that was a little
Richard.
It's
like, I feel good.
But they cut it up so it doesn't match up right. Mm-hmm. So every time it comes on, I think the song is actually coming on the Walmart radio because it does too. So it doesn't go right. And then it's like, wow. It's crazy. So, yeah. All right. Shut up. Okay, the next one. Would you rather have a permanent grape Kool-Aid mustache? Yes. Or... Have permanent Dorito residue on your fingertips.
Ooh. The grape mustache.
Yeah, dude, Doritos smell like feet. Those are fucking gross.
Oh.
What's that new flavor do they have now?
White ranch cheddar or something like that.
Yeah, what? It's like some...
Yeah, they have two new flavors competing against one another to see who wins.
But it's like Dude, they all smell like feet. So it's like, Adidas or Nike. Who, you know, it's all feet, whatever.
Oh, that's all of them?
That's
well, I'm just doing those right now. You want to do more?
Let's do one more. I want to read it.
No, this one's stupid, though. It's only a Star Trek thing.
No, we don't do Star Trek.
Yeah. Oh, we could just do these two. Okay. Oh, you want to do it?
Yeah, I want to read them.
Sorry.
So, would you rather every few hours have large, thick afros spontaneously sprout from various parts of your body or be mysteriously compelled to say, "Arr!" in a pirate's voice before every sentence you speak?
Before every sentence? Oh, my God.
Arr! So, to be like that. Arr! You know what I mean?
I don't know, man. Shit. What color are the
afros?
You're
supposed to say R. R. You're supposed to say R before that.
R. Shit.
I don't know. I don't
know. Fuck you.
I'd probably do the afro thing, I guess.
What if the afro grew off your asshole?
Well, we'd have to get some scissors out. You'd have to. You have to have a dildo with a shaver attachment, so you can shave me and fuck me at the same time.
It'd be vibrating too.
Uh-huh.
Arr, it'd be vibrating too.
Did you hear that pirate movie? You know what it was rated?
Arr.
Do laugh.
Oh. Oh. You're supposed to hold up the sign for me. Oh,
you got it.
There you got it. You got it, man.
Oh shit.
Do
they
it.
Are.
Do it.
Okay, would you rather have sex with Connie Chung? Oh no.
For $5?
Or a 200% scale Jennifer Lopez.
That would be a big ass.
I think both would be kind of funny.
That'd be how did they say it? Her pussy would be as high as draft pussy.
Dude, she'd be more than Jenny from the Block at that point. She'd be like Jenny from the county. Jenny from the zip code. No, but Connie Chung, I don't know. For $5, maybe.
I would do that shit
ass.
For free. He put you on his show.
He would. You fucked my wife.
you fucked my wife.
So that concludes. Oh, that concludes. Would you rather? Would you rather?
We should do that. I mean, that calendar is really funny. We could do a couple every time. So yeah.
Oh. Don't forget, everyone, that you were supposed to change your clocks forward 1 hour, except for if you're in
Arizona.
Uh-huh.
Daylight savings, bitches.
And if you haven't, that means you're listening to this late. Well, no.
Early.
It really doesn't matter when you're listening to it.
Because it's not then, bitch. It's now.
So we are going on 40 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe it's time to end the show.
You want
to
cut it like a Mexican?
How's that go?
You dead, man. I don't know.
Cut it like a Mexican biatch.
Mm-hmm. All right, so are we ready?
Yeah. Brandy, do you want to close this out? Oh, she doesn't know the shit.
I don't.
Visit us at blank.com.
Foulmonkeys.com.
Uh-oh.
Visit us at myspace.com/foulmonkeys. Visit us at, what's the number?
Well, you don't visit that. You call that.
Oh, well.
Retarded.
You could visit it over the telephone line.
Call us at 206-984-FOUL.
Oh. Holy shit.
Hell yeah.
All also, right. Go to iTunes and leave us a review, Brandy.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That'd be cool.
Tell me how to do it and I will.
I know you will, be
honest. And did you put the poster up on the actual Foul Monkeys website?
From yesterday's, yeah.
All right, cool. Everybody check out foulmonkeys.com. We got a new poster. Thanks to Ryan Roman, Mr. Bobo Dreams.
He's so
and Puerto Rican.
Is he Puerto Rican?
Yeah. Come on, he's Cuban. From New York. Come on, the Sharks and the Jets, let's go.
Oh, okay.
So,
I don't know anything about that.
You don't know what I'm talking about?
It's baseball?
West Side Story.
Oh.
You and your new Broadway.
You were talking about like...
You and your Rent and your Wicked, that gay shit. No. It's all about The Sound of Music.
I want to be popular.
It's all about The Sound of Music and West Side Story and like My Fair Lady.
Did you
Lady.
Read that book, Brandy, that I gave you? Wicked?
Yes, I did.
Did you give it back to me?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, I gave it back to Michael.
Okay.
Was it good?
Yes, it was good.
I told you that shit was the bomb.
I like to read.
I'm like really reluctant with new Broadways. I don't know. They're too
nerdy moment.
Yeah.
Nerd alert.
I love books.
No, she likes good. She likes dirty books.
like Danielle Steele?
Yeah, no. She likes them dirty vagina. She likes them dirty vagina rubbing books.
You know she's dead?
Duh.
Yeah, but she still comes out with new books.
Well, they're books like, that she's had written.
Yeah, but it's like Tupac. It's like, sure.
Like the one. Like you know,
she's
one.
Not really dead. She's going to resurrect.
Right. Oh, it's, yeah. It's like, sure, sure. I just have 50,000 songs laying around that haven't been released yet.
Elvis ain't dead, bitches.
Yeah, exactly.
He lives somewhere.
South of Mason-Dixon line.
I swear to God, I made his fried peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Or is it just fried peanut butter? Peanut butter and banana sandwich.
Yeah.
That was a cover.
You like bananas, huh? Mm. All right, let's peel like a banana. Everybody listen to Fountain Monkeys. Yeah. I like peel better. You peel out. You know?
Hold on.
Not late,
that funny. We need crickets.
Yeah, we do.
All right, good night, everyone. Tell everyone bye, Brandy.
We love you. We hate you. We sleep with your mothers.
Except I don't sleep with your mother.
She sleeps with your father. Yeah. All right, Brandy sleeps just with me. Her father. Shit. Ew. Your baby Ew. Daddy.
Brandy sleeps with our fathers is right. What I meant to say. Oh, my dad's dead. Not mine.
No, not yours.
Not mine either. Mm.
Not unless you're into that necrophilia.
No, that's gross.
You know you're into that. You like the dead. That's what it sounds like when you fuck dead people.
How do you know?
Oh.
Code Blue. All right, let's
get
out.
Movie.
Bye.